You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. We're joined by Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated to take up the weather forecast for the Midwest, the nation, and the planet. Let's start in the southeast. They've been hit by some heavy rainfall recently. Can you tell me about it and the impact it has had?
Certainly. This was kind of a byproduct of the Hurricane Joaquin. It actually held up a trough of low pressure from moving out of the southeastern United States over the weekend. And because the system was stalled and it had access to subtropical moisture flowing into it, the end result was torrential rains. And, of course, we set all kinds of records and had damage occurring across South Carolina. Rain totals were anywhere from 12 to 20-plus inches in a two-day period, which is just phenomenal. But we did a lot of damage to crops across the Carolinas. Last week in general, South Carolina was certainly leading the way with damage to cotton as well as peanuts, and then a little bit of soybeans also. We're still assessing the situation, but it is now dry. We'll see a little bit of rain in those areas probably on Friday into Saturday, and then back to the dry again for a good week.
Let's skip from there across to the hard red winter wheat-growing regions of the nation. That crop is in the ground. How's the season starting?
Well, it's pretty good in general. The problem is we haven't done a good job with keeping moisture in the ground. It rains every once in a while, and then it gets dry. And part of the problem is it keeps heating up. And a perfect example of that is coming up here this weekend, temperatures will be back in the 80s and 90s across the hard red winter wheat country. And that's going to be after we pick up just a little bit of light moisture here today and tomorrow. The precipitation that's expected will not fill in the gaps. Parts of Colorado and western, southwestern Kansas are running too dry right now. They do need to see significant moisture. And there's some areas from central Texas into central Kansas that are also running a little dry. With a half inch of moisture or less in the next 2 days and then hot weather over the weekend, we're not going to make any progress. The earliest that we could see a little better rainfall out there will probably be around the 16th through the 18th. So it's a long ways out in time. But the crop did get planted, is being planted, and it is going to have potential. We just need to get a little better rain going.
Let's stay with this same staple, but move to Ukraine and Russia.
Those areas have suffered for a very long time with dryness. Their planting season in northern Russia begins in mid-August and is usually done about now. The southern parts of Russia and Ukraine, they start their planting in early September and finish about now as well. And the situation has been very dry for weeks in Ukraine and southernmost Russia, and some of the crop never got planted, and some of it has yet to emerge because there's no moisture. And the earliest we could see rain moving into those areas is about another week to week and a half from now. And if we do indeed get that moisture, the fear is that it's going to be too cold for the crops to germinate and establish with. So there may be a very large reduction in winter wheat planted and emerged across Ukraine in particular and a smaller portion of Russia this year.
And it looks like for here in our part of the world, the Midwest, we should be all clear for a while for harvesting.
That's right. There's only two events coming up for the Midwest. One is this afternoon through Friday morning. The second one is going to be the 17th through the 19th. The latter event will be more significant than this first one. So it'll be good harvest progress over the next 2 weeks.
Thanks so much, Drew.
Have a great day.
That's Drew Lerner. He's with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City and helps us wrap up this Wednesday edition of the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. I'm Todd Gleason.